What we're talking about is late night, early morning low clouds. But a chance of fall, chance of showers in the afternoon, with variable high cloudiness and gusty winds. Gusty winds at times around the corner of Sunset and Alvarado. Yeah, I know, things are tough all over. When the thunderstorms start increasing over the southeast and south central portions of my apartment, I get upset. And a line of thunderstorms was developing in the early morning hours ahead of a slow-moving cold front. Cold blood. With tornado watches issued shortly before noon Sunday for the areas including western region of my mental health. And the northern portion of my ability to deal rationally with my disconcerting, precarious emotional situation. Cold out there. Colder than a ticket taker's smile at the Ivor Theater on Saturday night. Flash flood watches cover the southern portion of my disposition. Yeah. There was no severe weather well into the afternoon. Kind of a lone gust wind.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the French Connections Tuesday edition. It is Tuesday, the 21st of February. For my French listeners, c'est mardi 21, 2006. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. As you all know, we are hopefully going to have a guest today. We have planned in the second half of this show today, Morgan Reynolds, my collaborator in the truth, Morgan Reynolds, and my collaborator in the truth, Eric Huffschmidt, are going to join us for today's broadcast, and me, your host, Daryl Bradford Smith. You know, guys, we're getting so much traction here. They're starting to really get nervous about what we're doing. So, yeah, they got us actually being announced on BBC Shortwave as a source for somebody's negative stuff. I don't know. I hope they're not trying to set us up to be hate mongers, because certainly, and let me say this up front, we are not against Jews or Arabs or Christians or blacks, whites, reds, yellows, and purples and greens. We are not against Democrats, Republicans, or otherwise. What we are against here on the French Connection is criminals. And because we have discovered a criminal mafia resting within the community of Judaism, that has been our primary focus here on this programming, because they are the ones who are advancing this supremacy around the world in the name of their religion and in the name of their doctrines and their, well, you know what, guys? All roads lead back to these people. It is a Zionist conspiracy, and that's what I've been telling you, and that's what it is, and that's where the evidence goes, and that's what we know. And we call them like we see them, and we certainly know that all Jews are not involved. We do not paint broad brushes here on this program. We do not, by the way, deny that there were terrible losses of life in the Holocaust. We are not Holocaust deniers on the French Connection. What we are also, though, is proponents for the truth. And this is important for everyone to note, we don't believe in stopping debate on any issue. Free speech is sacrosanct, ladies and gentlemen. We have it as our birthright as human beings. Now, if somebody says something repugnant and it is injurious to another person, we have courts of law for slander, for defamation, and for others. But to say that someone is a criminal by what he thinks, wow, where are we going with that? Well, you know, we don't know, I don't know the facts. Eric and I have discussed this. We neither one of us have in depth looked into the events in World War II that led to what's called the Holocaust. However, what I have been able to glean from researchers that have spoken to me was that there were a lot of Jewish people who were not on board with the Sabbatian type of supremacy. They were disposed of in World War II in mass, ladies and gentlemen, by the trainload. Yes, they were. How that was done, I'm not sure. I haven't read enough of the history, although what one group claims and another one claims not, don't know. However, I do know that gypsies were murdered in this same fashion. Homosexuals were murdered in this fashion. Catholic priests who stood up were murdered like this, and mental defectives as well. So what we've got here is there was a terrible murder spree executed and perpetrated by Nazis. Now, what we've been finding out on the French Connection is that Nazis were not just your run-of-the-mill rank-and-file Germans. We had lots of Jews at the top levels of the Nazi party. Half-Jews, clandestine, what we call crypto-Jews involved. Eichmann was one of them, and even Adolf Hitler had some Jewish blood in him. So, you know, these are facts that have come out in history books that are now trying to be hidden from our view. I didn't write them. It wasn't my heritage we're talking about. We're talking about someone else's. Now, the fact that they were half-Jewish or even all-Jewish would not in itself have earmarked them for criminality. What it does do, however, is makes it very strange to think that the Nazis being condemned are also the same group working with Jewish financiers and the Warburgs, for one. Harriman out of New York, for another. So, you know, be careful when you use these racial things, because, ladies and gentlemen, I do not support David Duke, nor do I support Jean-Marie Le Pen, nor do I support Hal Turner. I don't support these people because they talk about terrible things. They say terrible things about Hispanics, about blacks, about all Jews, they say. All Jews. I don't say that. I don't support John Kaminsky, who says all. He said, no, Daryl, all are involved. And I know better than that, because I know the word all is never right, never true, never correct, never accurate, never the way it is. And I will not be painted with the brush of racist or anti-Semite, first of all, because the people I'm complaining about in the Zionist movement are not even Semitic. But secondly, because I will not say that all of those people are involved. I've got too many friends. I was on the phone this weekend with several of them in New York and one over in Los Angeles area. Jewish friends, still friends to the end, people who've looked into these things and are beginning to understand the depth of these problems and how terrible things really are. Others of them don't want to talk about it, so we don't. We talk about other things. We talk about last time I visited, about what's going on in their families, you know, how their kids are, normal stuff. My friends. So, be careful when you try to paint human beings with this racist brush. Now, this guy, David Irving, very suspicious guy here. Very, very suspicious. A lot of people are saying the same thing as well. Why would this guy go to Austria in the first place after 89 and put himself in harm's way waiting for a sentence to be meted out by these nut jobs in the Austrian government? Now, why? They needed to have a whipping boy, as it were. They needed to have an example made of Mr. Irving so that the rest of the world would be, oh my goodness, you could go to jail. Well, Mr. Irving, I think, has some things to answer for. There are too many questions about this guy's motives and his research that don't add up. Just don't. And his participation in certain communities where odd behaviors take place. I'll leave it at that. But certainly not a clear story there. And, of course, the alternate press is picking it up and running all over the field with it. I talked in the last broadcast also about Michelle Renoff, Lady Michelle Renoff. Maybe this young, this woman does not have all the facts. I don't know this to be, I don't know her to be disingenuous intentionally, but her support of Mr. Le Pen and Mr. Duke was offensive to me at the French Connection. It was offensive to my partner, Eric Hufschmidt, as well. We are truth seekers, not racists, and we won't go down that road. I even had a guy email me telling me that race mixing is awful. And well, I left RBN for that very reason, somebody going off on saying race mixing. Interesting to note, ladies and gentlemen, that I have American Indian. My grandma was an American Indian by half. And so that would mean that I have mixed race in my heritage, and so what? So now I'm tainted goods? Nonsense. Poppycock. Liar. Liar, liar, liar to say stuff like that. Liar. Don't support it. It is offensive to me. Should you have the right to say it? Yes, you can say stuff like that, absolutely, but I also have the right to defend myself against it. It's what free speech is all about. I have the right to come out and say, I think you're a nut, and I think you're a sicko, and I think you're wrong. And I do that in every instance where I can find these kinds of things being made, these kinds of claims. Don't ever try to paint me with a brush of anti-Semitic, because I'm not, or anti-Jewish, because I'm not. I am anti-criminal Zionist or anti-criminal Jewish, and there is a mafia out there killing our planet, and I'm against them. And I have always been against them, and they are a brutal, murderous, a hateful group of people in the extreme, and our research has proven it. So does your investigation pass the Smith test, the smell test, ladies and gentlemen? As my friend Morgan Reynolds says to me, does it pass the Smith test? It was a compliment to me. Thank you, Morgan, for saying that. You know, where are we going with all this fight here? Things are tuning up and turning on over here. The world is starting to catch on, so they're turning up the scare. This bird flu thing. Now, I am fully convinced that this is a real virus for birds, and is devastating poultry industries around the world. Here in France, for example, this is going to destroy rural France who deal with poultry. They're big exporters in France of this particular food source. And I can't be more... I mean, look, this thing has been growing in nature. Now, whether it was installed in nature intentionally or not, it seems very suspicious to me, first off. I do believe it's a real virus, secondly. And third, it's instant spread, especially in places like India and in Iraq and other places. Turkey are very suspicious, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very suspicious. Be on your guard. There are criminals afoot right now trying to fan the fires of bird flu everywhere. And if they're successful, it may end up in the human population by their hand. Careful. So, all these things being said, today's interview is going to be with Morgan Reynolds and Eric Hufschmidt and Daryl Bradford Smith. And then tomorrow we've got a colonel coming on from the British military. We're going to talk to him about some of the things he's discovered. You know, the truth is found here. Tell your friends. We need your help. French Connection needs your participation. In order to be successful, in order to inform the world, in order to get these messages farther afield into the Muslim community, into the Christian community, into the Jewish community, into every community on earth, in the Japanese, everywhere. If you want to put these files up on your own website, do it. Put them in emails, please. Send them onto podcast, onto BitTorrent. Wherever you can place them, put them. And let everyone know that we're fighting the real fight here, that the truth is found on this website, that we're researching everything we say, and that we are clearly and honestly not racist on the French Connection, and never will be. It is against our whole lives here. We're fighting against these people's ability to separate us on these grounds. We're not, you know, the right-left paradigm, the races, the poor, the rich, all of the different ways they separate us from each other. We know the game already, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to let them play it with us. When we return after this musical break, you look forward to a little bit of music from The Best Is Yet to Come. I love that because it says so much about what we need to hang our hats on. It will get better, ladies and gentlemen. It may get worse before it does, but ultimately, we're going to win this. The truth will come out. Their lies will sink them. And when we come back, we'll have Morgan Reynolds and Eric Hufschmidt on a three-way conference call here. Stay tuned and look forward to it.
Can you see what I see on the road ahead? Do you know there's a new light ahead? Waiting there. Oh, give me the word, and I'll give you heaven. Love will set us free. As long as we believe, the best is yet to come.